Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Laughlin, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick. So last time we had split up again. Mr. Kelly, intending to return to his, or to finally make his way to his beloved subway tunnels, under the assumption that that is how the thieves are getting into the museum. And he brought along with him who went with him? Bertie did. Miss Weiss.
The hapless graduate student.
The graduate student.
Out in his first mural mission.
Brave graduate student. Yes. Of course I'll go with you, Mr. Kelly. You look like someone who knows what they are doing. Wandering the subway, they find a tunnel. Wandering the tunnel, I think they hear some digging or mining or something like this, and they find a bunch of crystals. And stepping on one of the crystals, some sort of horrible gorilla insect thing appears and kills Bertie. But Mr. Kelly, of course, escapes. Meanwhile, many of the others, Roger, Oswald, Agatha, and Maud, go to the antique shop from which the gentleman at the club said he had purchased the what we know to be the stolen casket. At the antique shop, Hodges and Barstow, we meet one of the owners, Mr. Barstow, who we eventually talk him around to telling us that he got the pieces from a Stanley Glover at a particular pub. We go to meet Mr. Glover to find out where he got the pieces. He got them from someone else. The Geyer brothers, that's where he got the pieces from, I think.
Yep.
So some of the crew go to visit them, but they are not let in, but eventually force their way in after they hear someone inside yelling, calling, crying out, whatever, about Naboo. There's a bit of a kerfuffle, but we convince them, or someone convinces them somehow, that we may be able to help one of the brothers who has apparently become obsessed with or gone crazy or something over Naboo. And we learn that the brothers, boy, this is a long and complicated chain, recently did some work, presumably the thieving, for an Edwin Elphinstone. That's a weird name.
Edwin?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that they had recently gone to our former friend acquaintance at this point, because he's clearly one of the bad guys, Mr. Delgado. The brothers eventually managed to get away from Delgado, but as we said, one of the brothers has gone nuts. And we then later meet Delgado, and he himself looks like he's been beaten up, run around. So presumably whoever Delgado is working for has become displeased with Delgado because he hasn't been able to secure the items that he was trying to get from us, because we had destroyed one and given the others to the children of Tranquility. I don't know what is wrong with me. Tranquility just doesn't sit right with me, I guess. And I think that's where we are.
That seems pretty good. There was one last detail. as the people, as you left the club at night, did you say you met Delgado?
I did.
Okay. Well, then that's where we are.
Beat up, crazy eyed. Something bad has happened to him.
All right. I think. Let's start there. Now I know you're all going to be a little tentative because Dame Agatha and Maud aren't here to sort of drag you along behind their wake, but you're going to have to push forward.
So we're at the club. We're on our way out of the club for the evening, and Delgado is coming into the club.
No. Right. He is. You're leaving at night, and he is sort of wandering outside the club. He doesn't look he even recognizes the club. He doesn't look like he's coming into it. He's just on the street outside the club.
Mr. Delgado, are you quite well, sir?
He doesn't, his jaw is sort of hanging open a little bit. He's sort of looking around. He's not making eye contact with you. He's sort of staring at the street, and then every now and then staring up in the sky.
This poor man needs help. Let's take him to a hospital.
Yes, we should take him to the asylum at once.
Yeah.
Asylum?
Yes, the man has clearly suffered some kind of severe mental trauma.
Oh, I see. Well, you're the expert, so if asylum say asylum it is.
Who has a car?
Oh, I do, of course.
Ah, excellent, Mr. Banks.
You don't have a car?
I should think not, no.
Interesting. All right, yeah, let me...
Mr. Nichols, could you... Yes.
Bring it over.
Mr. Banks, why don't you bring your car around? Mr. Nichols, would you escort Mr. Delgado into the car, please?
Come on, Mr. Delgado, this way.
You know, when you've met him in the past, he's been this sort of imperial presence. He lets you lead him away like a small child.
I said some sort of mental trauma without rolling anything. Should I confirm that somehow with some dice or?
You're an alien expert. Of course you can diagnose that instantly without rolling dice.
Okay, fair enough. We'll get him into the car.
Mm-hmm.
Direct Mr. Banks to drive us to the asylum whose name I've forgotten.
Dr. Lawrence, was it?
The same one where Wayne and...
Not a problem.
Along the way, I'll try to talk to him, prompt what happened. I don't expect anything to come out of that, but
what happened. Tell me, why don't you go ahead and do that role playing thing all the kids are on about?
Oh man, Mr. Delgado, can you tell me what has happened? Do you remember anything from the past few hours, sir?
Oh, we are nothing.
Certainly some of us are nothing, yes.
No. When he returns in his glory, you, all of us will realize our insignificance.
And who is it that is returning, sir?
Naboo. Naboo is returning.
Oh, of course, Naboo, yes.
It's just a short time from now, he will come back. I felt his power. He was in me. And, you know, now that he's sort of close to you and you're in the car, you look at him. He's disheveled and all that, but around his left eye is sort of this, it looks like he's almost like punched really like by giant fists, just all black and bruised.
Sure.
It's, yeah, we are. He was in me, but he left me.
That is surprising. Why would Naboo choose to leave such an august personage such as yourself?
Naboo has plans. Naboo has plans.
And do you know what these plans are? Is Naboo returning tomorrow or in a fortnight? When can we expect his visit?
Very soon. Very soon. All the things are coming together for Naboo. Oh, I should have known after St. Luke's. I should have known he was going to leave me. I'm not worthy. You're not worthy.
Do I recognize the reference to St. Luke's? Is that like St. Luke's Cathedral? Or?
There is a St. Luke's Cathedral.
Yeah. What happened at St. Luke's, sir?
The first part was done. But then he left me. He left me. Oh, why?
The first part of calling him to Earth, you mean?
Yes, yes.
And you took some role in that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was glorious. I felt Naboo as we were doing it. Oh, Naboo he took control. Beautiful. It was beautiful and terrible.
Yes, I'm quite sure it was. So if that was the first part, I presume there will be a second part.
Yes, yes.
And where and when is this second part?
Oh, no. No. Oh, why did he leave me? And he just sort of slumps over now and just keeps talking to himself.
Okay. I guess eventually we'll get to the asylum.
You do?
Just the rear mirror, and I pay attention to this chat between the two of them. And squint my eyes. All right. So you know this man from before?
Yes, he is a member of the club.
I've seen him around, but I mean, you know him personally. You know what he's talking about.
Yes, he had been attempting to retrieve certain objects from us that Mr. Arkmorton... Well, let's just say Mr. Arkmorton kept from him.
Oh, are those the same ones on the subways that you are after?
Possibly related, yes.
Interesting. All right. And I keep driving.
Yeah, so it is... certainly no trouble for a eminent personage such as yourself to check him into the asylum. He goes quietly. You're relatively sure that the man you met before, I'm actually not sure Roger has met him before. Oh, yeah, you did. He met him at the club. You're relatively sure there's no way that he would allow himself to be committed to this sort of public asylum like this, but it would be done much more behind closed doors. But he doesn't protest, doesn't object. He's led away meek as a kitten.
Oh yes, I am getting a certain thrilling tingle out of sending him here. I will be honest.
Good.
Make sure that tingle isn't in one of your arms and you're having a heart. Okay.
Oh, that tingle in the left arm comes and goes nearly every afternoon. Nothing to worry about.
after my fifth espresso.
I have some extra chocolate. It helps the heart, I've heard.
Yes.
All right. So you drop him off. It's now fairly late at night.
Well, perhaps in the morning, Mr. Nichols and Mr. Banks, the two of you should attempt to go with Mr. Kelly to retrieve Birdie's body. That would seem to be the Christian thing to do.
Yes. Yes, I believe.
So, Sean, I do believe that since I am also a big game hunter, I should know Mr. Nichols more closely, you know, in the club, at least.
I think that's fine if Mr. Nichols is okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Whatever.
Yeah. All right. In just on the off chance that Mr. Kelly, Mr. Kelly will know that that as he turned his head while running away to see if he was being pursued, the creature disappeared and Birdie's body went with it. Whether Mr. Kelly chooses to, I don't remember if you shared. I think you may have shared that before. So in terms of finding the body, like, that's a reasonable thing to expect, but there's a lot of unreasonable things going on here.
That is true.
Well, all right. So let's just start the next morning. What are we up to?
Well, I will meet with Mr. Nichols and have a chat with him, tell him what Roger told me about what happened on the subway, and that it seems to be related to what happened yesterday with that poor man Delgado, and kind of hear what he has to say about it. So it seems like you need help with this situation.
Yes. Certainly having another big gun around would help. Maybe we should, you have a car?
Yes, the one we used yesterday.
Maybe we should, tool up and make sure that trunk is well prepared for anywhere we may go and anything that may show up, like that insect ape creature you spoke about. I'd love to bag me one of those.
Yeah, me too. Just go ahead and stop by your place and pick up some guns, and then let's stop by mine and fill it up with the rest.
Yeah. Have a nice morning of some cigars, some scotch, and cleaning all of our firearms to make sure they're well oiled and operating correctly.
Gansan, can I help you? If we're gonna go back down there, I can tell you now, guns aren't going to help this creature. We couldn't hurt it.
Well, I'm gonna say that I would much rather have a lot of guns than not have a lot of guns.
What did you shoot it with, if I may ask?
Pulls out his pistol, which is just right, a .32 revolver.
Oh, how many shots you got into the creature? That thing. With that small thing.
A couple. Two, three. I mean, it did nothing. It didn't even scratch it. It was like...
Yeah.
Well, how was your grouping?
I have no idea. I ended up running.
See? Yeah, let us take care of this. Don't worry about that. I wink.
Just be careful, because it, when you step on the stones, that's when it comes.
Oh, we're just getting prepared. We're not going there.
Oh, yeah. Now. Yeah. And I was not suspecting you to lead the way and show us where this creature lies. Like a small expedition in the subways, you see? A little safari in London. On the ground.
Hey, I'll take you as far as the stones. I'm not going out any further.
Okay.
Well, this is exciting. In a while.
Yeah.
Well, they're planning for and then going on their expedition. Roger is going to eventually make his way to St. Luke's.
Okay. Well, I'll let them plan for a little bit then. We can go to St. Luke's. That's not a problem. St. Luke's Church.
How many St. Luke's are there in London? I mean, what's the...
Oh, there's probably a few, actually. You're probably a good point. Do you want to... Give me an idea roll.
Oh, good Lord.
Come on.
Normal success.
Okay. It occurs to you that from what he was talking about, that perhaps there was a... perhaps there might be something... You know, this is the sort of thing that might have appeared in the news or something. See if there's something dramatic, and it does. You do look in the paper, and you find an article from yesterday's newspaper in the notes.
Okay, which makes sense because we saw Delgado just recently, and he was fine. So whatever happened to him had to have happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Terror at London Church. 7 dead. Wow, I'm surprised we missed this somehow.
Well, you all failed your library use role spectacularly. So,
police were called to St. Luke's Church yesterday evening by concerned parishioner. I'm concerned. There are some people dead. Warren Oaksey. Mr. Oaksey, 32, told how he had been late for evening service and on arriving at St. Luke's found the doors locked. Oh, that's not good. Mr. Oaksey heard terrible sounds, quote, emanating from within the church and called the police. On breaking the church door open, the police found a scene of devastation. 7 people are confirmed dead, with 21 admitted to hospital with various injuries. Police are at a loss to explain what took place. The premises have now been sealed off. Police are appealing for witnesses. Okay, so I presume I mean, St. Luke's Church is, there's only like one of these, or does it identify which St. Luke's? Or?
It does.
Okay.
It's for the purposes of... narrative, it just mentions one, but yes, it identifies this as the one up in northern London,
Kentish okay. town area. In that case, now having found this, I am not going to go to St. Luke's.
Mm.
I am instead going to place a call to our good friend who we haven't spoken to in a while. Such a good friend, I can never remember his name. The detective. Who's our friendly detective? What's his?
Oh, you people. Let's see. Detective. Flipping through, looking for names and such. It's not there. Okay. Hold on.
Hello?
That sounds right. Sure, let's go with that. Brinslow. Marcus Brinslow.
Yeah, he's the friendly one, right?
He is the friendly one, yes.
Okay, yes. I will call his station and say that I should like to meet with him on a matter most important when he has the time today. And this is perfect because then I can spend the day at the club indulging myself as I prefer to do until he should happen to show up.
He will tell you he'll come by around noon.
There we go. Perfect. Lunch.
Lunchtime. Yeah, you get the sense it wasn't a coincidence that he was coming by your fancy club around lunchtime. Team Tungles, what is your plan?
Well, I mean, when they're ready, I will lead them to the stones.
Uh-huh.
Are we really going to go down there and do this, Randall? Or are we waiting for, like, a group of people and more knowledge? I thought we were just tooling up and preparing to get ready.
Yeah, no. I don't want to go right away. So we got the
see how brave they are.
Now we see it.
Obviously, Randall's learned that having brave characters ends up in body count. And we're back to the old Randall again. Thank goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
you, man, I missed you.
The world is right again. That Randall.
So I will just I will just say, I was expecting a bigger party, especially if we're going on the ground.
Yeah.
We need more so,
you're this big game hunter, aren't you?
Big game hunter doesn't mean big time stupid.
If only Kay was here, I'm sure she would turn the tide of...
If only who was here?
Kitty.
Oh, well, or Dame Agatha.
Yeah, either one would die. Bolster the party sufficiently, I'm sure.
That's a problem. No women folk to shame them into going into the tunnels. All right, so you're going to spend your day playing with your guns. Okay.
Yep.
Good morning, basically. So I guess we also read the paper at some point.
So, actually, Sean, I don't have it written on my character sheet, but since we're both big game hunters between us, can we rustle up like some major gun, like elephant gun stuff?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Go look up what the kind of damage they do, but yeah, no, you have a day to do it, and the two of you have connections, not a problem.
Awesome. Will do.
Okay. Anything else people are doing in the morning, or will you all be coming back and meeting the detective for lunch?
Oh, I guess we discussed the paper for a while.
There's nothing in today's paper about it, which is curious, but if you're back at the club, I assume you share your findings.
Mr. Nichols, Mr. Banks, you have collected Bertie's body so quickly. I commend you on your abilities as hunters.
Kelly just
no, loves. Roger.
Clearly, maybe. The issue was not quite as dire as Mr. Kelly.
They decided they weren't going to go.
Oh, yes, I see.
They decided they needed more people.
Well, I'm certain that once Miss Hall and Miss Throckmorton, perhaps Dame Agatha, are available.
Yeah, we haven't seen them today.
Okay. Around lunchtime, Detective Brinslow arrived. Again, he's got that harried look about him. Calm and collected, but he's his eyes always look like he's just a little short on the amount of sleep he should have. And yes, Mr. Schindler. And Mr. Nichols, I don't believe I've met the you. I don't believe Anthony, or I know Dean hasn't met him yet. So,
this is Mr. Kelly. He is a private detective, somewhat in your own vein. And Mr. Banks claims to be a hunter.
More a planner, really.
Thank you for coming, Detective.
Yes. I'll have a he'll order a light lunch and a little side drink.
I'm thank you for coming. As I said, I must ask you this business at St. Luke's yesterday. You have some familiarity with the issue, I hope.
Oh, well, certainly something like that. We spread around. Yes. What interests you about that?
Well, you remember that business with the artifacts and so forth from a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The incident at St. Luke's is most definitely connected with that. One of our club members, Mr. Delgado, I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure.
I don't believe I have.
Yes, he was involved in the incident somehow. We have deposited him at the asylum, whose name I can never remember, but I'm sure Roger does.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever has happened, the man has quite lost his mind.
Oh. Huh. You describe this Mr. Delgado?
I do so.
Fascinating. They just posted a police sketch of the two people that apparently were involved in what happened at St. Luke's. It sounds a lot like him. Maybe you could come down to the station and confirm?
Confirm what, sir?
That the sketch is indeed showing this Delgado character.
Why don't you simply bring us a copy of the sketch here? Or, as I said, he is waiting for you in the asylum.
Yeah,
simply
just
go
so.
Speak to him directly.
I will let the officer in charge know. It's not me, but I will. Excuse me, ma'am. I'll just go use your phone briefly. He will wander off, wander back again. I've let them know. That could be helpful.
Excellent. So what can you tell us about the incident? What is it that actually happened? The newspaper was surprisingly light on detail.
Well, so the police arrived, The constable who was first on the scene doesn't really want to talk about it, but essentially the church was in disarray, the pews were toppled over, there was a circle in the center of the flooring made of that sort of been burned into the flooring with some strange markings around it. Hymn books everywhere. There are 12 dead, 37 injured.
Wow, far more than the newspaper had made out.
Well, 37 injured who are also in sort of this dissident state. They just seem to be, seem to have put them in some state of shock. Another 23 that were injured, but don't seem to have had this same experience. Another 48 that don't have any injuries, but still have the same sense of shock.
So this happened during Mass, it seems, for that amount of people to be gathered inside the church at the time of the incident.
Yes, it was an evening service.
Hmm.
And, yes, apparently the victor introduced a guest speaker for the evening. It's this, character who looks a lot like, apparently is the same as your Delgado character.
What's the name that he was using at the time?
That's the thing, is that no one the victor just introduced him as a guest speaker.
Oh.
He just started going up, and then he started calling for calling for them to come forward for communion. And as each person came up for communion, they those who hadn't gone forward report they would receive it. It was a strange energy. It's almost like you've seen the heat coming off a metal thing. It's sort of a waviness. And then that person walked away feeling the witnesses report them being disoriented. And then this is where it gets a little stranger. Well, not a little bit. It gets very strange. According to some of the witnesses, at this point, these creatures appeared.
Like giant box.
What's that?
Nothing. Don't mind me.
Apparently, some sort of creatures appeared.
I look at Nichols.
they began to attack the people in the church. That's actually what sustained the injuries. Taking the communion didn't do anything, but it was these creatures that killed the people and injured them. And then this character who was doing the guest speaking left with another individual, and that's where it was. Fortunately, the wife of the church warden had been late getting to the church, so she heard the commotion inside. She's the one who went to call the police box.
Did
that's all I know.
The creatures.
Hmm?
Did they describe these creatures you're talking about?
Not accurately, no. Well, they seem to be of various forms and types.
Well, how about, could it look like this? Now, I'll describe to him because I first saw a cat creature, didn't I? And then this last time it was a different creature.
No, that doesn't sound like what they're describing. Again, different people describe different things. They seem to be. I don't even know how to describe them really. But and many of the witnesses seem to want to. Would describe them and then say, "Well, it must be some trick of the light," ignoring the dead bodies in the wake of whatever this was. It's all the people there are under a great deal of stress.
I see.
That's what I can tell you. I get more from talking to individuals at the scene or visiting the site itself, but that's all the sort of comes through the normal channel of things. As you might guess, there was a briefing on it this morning.
Most certainly, yeah, thank you. Sir, you've been quite helpful. Yes, I'm very certain that if you or your compatriots speak with Mr. Delgado, you will find he was the one involved for certain.
Very good. As always, you've been extremely helpful.
And you say Mr. Delgado was alone? There was no one with him there?
No. He had somebody with him, a taller man, a beard. Yes. As the two of them left, there were two of them leaving.
So I'm asking.
Beard. Does that description sound sound at all familiar?
Like a shooter of tranquility guy, or
no. Roger, it might. I mean, you've met a lot of people who had beards. Yeah. You did.
Taller man with a beard is a bit thin.
Yeah, but the last time you saw Delgado, other than last night, he did. He did go outside the club and talk to a taller man who had a beard.
Yeah, the guy that he was working for, or whatever. Did you get any more description? Could it possibly be someone like whatever?
There's a police sketch. I can bring it by for you if you think I thought that would be useful.
Ah, that would be excellent. I did recently observe Mr. Delgado with a man of that description. There is a sketch. Perhaps that would be useful in closing this loop.
Excellent. Perhaps I come by around dinner time.
Ah, that would be delightful. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, if there's nothing else, I'll take my leave and I'll see you around dinner time.
Great. Thank you.
After he leaves, so more appreciates, and very dangerous. Yes. What do you think is happening here? This is unheard of in such a place like London. Or not in the wild.
No. Well, but clearly Delgado and the man that he is working for are attempting to return the god Naboo to Earth for who knows what reasons. We know Delgado was hoping for some kind of immortality.
Oh, wow. I was not aware of magic. Dark magic, it seems, was involved in this. Well, we're talking about Naboo, the ancient deity, right?
I don't think we need to call it magic. Merely some kind of psychic science of which most of humanity is yet unaware, perhaps. Be helpful. Right. It would be helpful, I think, if we knew who it was Delgado was working for. This mysterious tall bearded man, but
well, maybe we can, try to find trace for these creatures. Go back to this man's house and see if we can find this bearded man there.
So
maybe he's also nuts.
Sorry, I've just got a quick question. Now, this thing that happened at St. Luke's Chapel, which one was it again?
St. Luke's Church.
It is St. Luke's Church. Okay, I'll start pulling out my maps. Sean, quick question. Is the church anywhere near any of these tunnels?
I do not know.
Do not know. Okay. When did this attack happen? Do we know a time? Because I know that when we were down there before this creature killed our friend, the grad student, I don't remember their name. I heard digging, didn't I?
You did hear some digging, sure. Yeah.
But it was closer to the museum, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Where you heard digging wasn't anywhere near where this church is. This church is in northern London. What you do know is that the 13th of June, which is 2 days ago now, was when the church happened. You were at the tunnels on the 14th. So
the 13th of November, you mean?
No, November. Sorry, thank you.
Yeah, because June. Now.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, so that was 2 days ago. Okay, not a problem. Fine. Yeah, so no, it's not linked to the people who were down there. But I know that there was digging, so there was something going on. Maybe they're looking for an artifact or looking for something near the museum.
Yes, it is unfortunate that we do not have any big game hunters with us. Go investigate what is happening in the tunnel. Hire some.
Yeah, Mr. Kelly will just look over to Mr. Banks and...
I would think there would be some...
Nichols.
Some gentleman in the club who could undertake such an excursion.
Indeed. I mean, I can show you. I've got maps here. I can show you exactly, show them exactly where they should be going.
I'll get closer to Roger and say, listen, I'm not an expert. I've been deployed in some conflicts. I have seen this type of look in other people that have lost their mind. Are you sure your friend Kelly is all right?
Oh no, Mr. Kelly is quite insane in his own way. I had been attempting to help him, but he is. Chosen his own path instead.
Poor man.
Oh. Yes.
This be careful with
this business with the maps. I would not put any stock in it.
Very good. All right. So what do you say if we go to this man's place before the police and this Delgado's house and see if we can find this companion of his?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sorry, whose house are you going to go to?
Delgado's house.
Okay. You will recall that Thomas Gear did suggest that if you were going back to his house, that he would be willing to go with you to exact his revenge. Perhaps you don't trust him, but nevertheless.
Yeah, I don't know that we want.
Sure, that's fine.
I mean, not that Roger is going. Roger has to wait here for the detective to come.
Yes.
Of course.
And I will ask around to see if there are any hunters available. Would be willing to undertake an expedition into the tunnels.
Good. All right. So who's going to Delgado's house?
I am.
Mr. Yep. Banks, Mr. Nichols, Mr. Kelly?
Well, if Roger's going to find some hunters, big game hunters, who are brave enough to go into the tunnels, I'm going to hang around with Roger, so that I can actually show them where to go, because I've got my maps.
I'm not really going
Roger's
to do
not
going to
find anybody.
Yeah, I'm not really going to do that. I'm just trying
the
to needle Nichols and
the
Banks.
Shade in this session.
Oh, I totally know. Gary, they don't have the towel snapping traditions that the U.S. does, but you should interpret Jim's actions as that.
Yeah, no, I know he is, but I'm saying, well, yeah, Mr. Kelly, right, well, I'll hang back then, because, you know, if we can find a couple of guys who are actually brave enough to go down into the sewers.
Okay. So, what I'm hearing is Mr. Banks and Mr. Nichols go to Delgado's house.
Yes.
Yep.
Mr. Nichols, you were there before, right? You know where it is and all that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you went to hit the soiree that was there.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, so you go to his house. It's in central London. It's an impressive townhouse. It's got, look, the ground floor and four floors above it, you see outside, and it's a beautiful Are you just walking up to the front door? What's your pleasure here?
What do you think? Did he have like staff? Do I remember?
Oh yes. There are people serving you drinks. Okay. Whether they were there for the night or whether they're there permanently, but it's hard to believe somebody with the wealth wouldn't have at least a few staff on hand.
Okay.
This is a wealthy man. Maybe this man is part of his staff.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's at the asylum now, so we could always go in and let them know that he's there if they haven't found out already.
Yeah. That's reasonable. Let's go. Knock on the door.
Yeah. Knock on the door, there's no answer.
Is there like a window on the, let's say in the front, so we can peek through and see if there is any movement inside the house?
Yeah. So as you look through the window, you can see inside, certainly, Mr. Nichols would recognize the large opened hallway and sort of look around a different window. You can see into a dining room area. What's interesting is that in the dining room area, you can see Delgado.
What?
Oh, there's.
He is talking to what appears to be the man that you've heard the detective describe.
And bearded tall man.
A bearded tall man. Yep. But okay, what's interesting is Delgado looks perfectly well dressed. He is crisp and in control, and he has no mark over his left eye.
Does he have a twin? You know of?
Not that I know of.
Can we listen to what they are saying from here?
Go ahead and give me listen rolls.
All right. Eli Dutch. Oh, I didn't pass.
I did not pass either by a lot.
Okay.
It's hard to hear what they're saying, but should we call the police then?
I mean,
yeah, they we probably turn? Should. And they begin to head towards what Mr. Nichols will know is the front door.
Oh, they're going out front. Should we try and follow them?
Yes, let's hide and follow.
Okay.
All right. So you just sort of jump behind some bushes near the house and wait. Wait. Couple minutes. How long do you wait for?
Yeah. I guess not so much. 5 minutes? I mean,
5 minutes.
10 minutes?
Something. Maybe they didn't go out. Let's take a look again.
Yeah. Peek back through the window sneakily.
There, you don't see anybody through the windows.
Is there another way out?
House has a basement, right?
Probably. I mean, they did invite you to the basement when you visited, but...
I mean, does it have the windows that look like around the perimeter that would look like it? There's a basement?
It does not.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we should get out of here.
All right, maybe we should call the police and
We should call the police. I mean,
maybe rock, paper, scissors. We'll see who stays here to watch Delgado and who goes to call the police. Because I don't think we should
all right.
watch him until the police get here.
All right. Let's see. 63.
Okay. Let's see. What did I get? 28. I'll be back.
All right. I'll wait here.
Who are you? Who are you calling?
Can I call? Did I know that the wasn't the policeman at the club having lunch with them?
You all had. I assumed you all had lunch together. This is afterwards, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, then maybe I'll try and call his office.
He picks up.
So I think we either found Delgado or he has a doppelganger.
I don't think you found out Delgado. I just received a call thanking me for alerting the officer in charge of this that he was in the asylum, and they reported that he is there. He definitely matches the sketch.
I'm reporting right now that you have two witnesses who have just seen him in his house at this very moment.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's impossible.
Well, I think you better send some units here because something hinky is going on.
All right. I will do so.
We're watching him to make sure, you know, he doesn't get away.
Oh, good, 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 good.
We'll be here until they get there.
All right.
Hurry up. Click. Click.
Click. All right. So it's about maybe 15 minutes before a car pulls up. A guy in a suit and clearly a constable get to the mansion. Start walking up towards the front door.
We wave up there. We follow.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. You're the ones who called in a.
Yes. Yes. We saw
sighting of the suspect.
Saw him through the window, talking to a tall, bearded man, and then we were expecting him to go through the door, but he never did. So probably he's still inside or the basement right. or whatever right. it is. Are you sure you're prepared? He sounded like a very dangerous man.
We'll be fine here. Constable, give a little knock on the door with your stick there. He uses a little baton to sort of rap on the door. No one's answering. Go ahead. Go inside there. Constable, as we have reliable witnesses, and he sort of almost winks at you. Reliable witnesses here have said they've seen the suspect.
Well, actually, I have very good three rating. That's
okay. So it opens up into a grand entrance hall. There's two potted plants near the entrance. You know, when you look through the window, they looked healthy, and now they look gray and parched. Where did you see these people? Dining room.
Over there.
My boys. They walk into the dining room. Can you each give me a little sanity roll?
Oh, I pass.
Sure. 39 is a success.
Right, see, this is not the worst thing you've seen. When you look through the window, the dining room was, you know, as it was, Mr. Nichols, when you visited, nicely furnished. As you look in now, there's little tables that are upturned and chairs are sort of scattered around the room. The dining room table is covered in tools, like screwdrivers and a hammer and files. There's watches spread out and a grandfather clock and guns and a violin that all seem to have been taken apart.
What the hell is going on?
So, not believing my eyes, I will go outside and look through the window again to see if it is some sort of illusion.
So, as you start to make your way out the door, the plants suddenly sort of rear up. And we will go into Dex order here. Does anybody have a higher than an 80 Dex? I told you you should have gone to the sewers.
No.
Okay.
20.
The two plants will each do you want you are clearly the target, Mr. Banks, as you are the one leaving through the front door. Do you want to dodge or fight back?
Dodge.
Go ahead and roll.
Because I haven't used my lock, I will burn 8 points to make it a success.
That's a good choice. We'll now make the first plant will make its second attack.
Oh, God.
We'll ignore that. Do you want to dodge?
I will try to dodge again. Oh, the fish plant! 98!
It failed in its attack, unfortunately, because that would have been spectacular. The other plant will also try to lash out at you, but this one isn't. The first one was sort of lashing out with its vines. This one, the vines seem more less to cause damage and more to wrap around you.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to dodge or fight back?
I'll try to dodge again.
Okay.
Oh, 02.
Okay, and it'll make its second attack on you. Do you want to dodge or fight back?
Dodge again. 21. Pass. Normal success.
It has a hard success.
Oh.
Can you give me a con roll?
What? 32.
So as it wraps around you, grabs you, you feel it sort of injecting onto your skin, and you start to feel paralyzed.
It goes to your word.
And you realize it's dragging you towards it. But it's your turns. By the way, you'll have a penalty die on any roll you make.
Oh, no.
But I'm paralyzed. Or
you're partially paralyzed, so you can take it. So what is your dexterity?
30.
30.
Oh, no, so, dex is 70, sorry.
Is what?
70.
Okay, dexterity? So you're up next. Mm-hmm. What would you like to do?
I'll try to get away right from this. Its grip.
Okay, so opposed strength rolls with it. Remember, you're at a disadvantage.
Yes. It passed. Normal success.
Well, it's an opposed roll. So it also has a normal success. So you don't break three. Free.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a strong.
All right, so that was your attempt. You tried to break free as it's dragging you towards itself. Mr. Oswald, what would you like to do?
Is there a fire going in the fireplace or anywhere?
No.
Okay, great. I'm going to run away from those plant things, or stay out of reach if I already am.
You and the detective and the constable are out of range. It was really just Mr. Banks walking by them to get out the front door that triggered this.
Great. Is there what's around them? Is there flammable things around them?
Well, you're in a dining room with chairs and tables and whatnot. I mean, there's a fireplace there that normally in November, a fire would be, there to take the chill off. You look around, you realize, no one's been in this room for some period of time.
I'm going to look at the detective and the other and say, all right, let's grab this, let's turn over the table, and let's use it as a shield against these plant monster things, and maybe we can get up there and drag him out.
Okay. They are somewhat stunned by all this,
get it together, man.
Certainly help you grab a table and sort of, you're going to drag it over?
Well, basically, tip the top flat part towards the plant attackers.
Mm-hmm.
Have one of them on either side holding the legs, blocking and moving forward while I have my arms and hands free to, go from the bottom and maybe, grab a leg or something and try and pull him back.
Okay. So you're doing that.
I'll take out my Bowie knife, so if I need to cut any, fine limbs, I can.
Yeah. Not a problem. You pull out your knife, you're getting the table, that's your turn. The detective and the constable are following your lead on all this.
I just tell them to block, you know?
Yeah. Another vine sort of reaches out for you, Mr. Banks. Would you like to try to dodge that?
If I still can, then yes. With
you can with a penalty die,
Mm-hmm. So there's no way.
Yeah, it's a 0-3. So go ahead and give me another con roll. You don't have to do this one with a penalty dice.
Okay. 92.
The second limb wraps around you and you feel even more paralyzed. And if there's such a thing, it's feeling more paralyzed. and you game mechanics wise, you now have two penalty dice on any action you take.
Okay.
And it has dragged you further towards it. And you can see that its roots are sort of coming out of the vase, sort of snaking around as if they're waiting for their new nutrient source.
The vase.
Would you like to do anything on your turn?
Yeah, I will try to break free one more time. Let's see. Do a penalty. No.
0-6. Finally got the right tens dice. Nice. this is looking a little dire for Mr. Banks here. Mr. Oswald, what is your plan here?
Well, I'm trying to save him.
Oh, good.
So can we get close enough where I can grab him and try and start cutting vines away from him?
So certainly you can aim the table towards the one that he is on. I'd sort of picture a vine wrapping around his leg and you're dropping the table on top of the vine and behind the cover of that table, cutting at the vine. And
chop him free, if it exposes us to something else, that's fine. I'm going to tell one of them to watch the back and I'll try and cut him loose.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that, there's another plant that can reach as far as the first one, and you can certainly can reach out to you all.
Well, hunting isn't a safe profession.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a, a brawl roll to cut into it.
There's dice. Okay. Ooh, 53, and my brawl is a 41. I'll burn the luck. Actually, can I push it?
Yes. Yes, so, you can.
So I was going to, I'm thinking pushing it with consequences. I'm just like diving on his leg and hacking wildly.
Yeah, if you push it and fail, some of the paralyzing juice will get onto you.
Okay, that's fair.
I think so.
Oh.
Is that a good oh?
44 over 41.
Well, that is a good, oh, not for you, but I mean, for story. Yeah,
that's good.
Great.
That's good for story, for sure.
So you're hacking at it, and much like the last, I guess you're not part of the Monday game, much like the last time someone hacked away at a plant, you are covered with the juices from said plant that get on you, and you start to feel a little bit like just dragging a little bit.
Seems like I need to start listening to the Monday game sessions again.
We'll let the constable and the detective. I think the detective is going to try to. I think they're both just going to try to beating at this thing. So 97. That's good. We'll do that. All right. So the detective is useless, but the constable actually does seem to do a little beating on it. It does seem to damage it.
Right.
Not as much as, you know, you might have with a knife, but, you know, there you go. Top of the round. Why don't we do an opposed strength roll with Mr. Oswald? Are you holding the table, or are you? How are you? This thing is trying to drag.
I think it's like I think it's more like I have a hold of Frank.
Yeah,
and I have both my feet on the underside of the table, like. Pulling back.
Okay, so let's do an opposed strength roll to see if it's able to sort of pull Frank underneath the table as you're trying to hold it. And remember, you've got a penalty die on your strength roll.
Great. First roll is a 53. Penalty die. Oh, God. Penalty die is a 73. And my strength is 75. So that's a regular success, even with
the penalty. That is what it had, so you are able to sort of hold it off from doing the thing it wanted to do, which is drag poor Mr. Banks to its roots, where it will start sucking and digesting him.
Jesus, this thing's strong.
But the plant behind will take a couple of lashes, but I'm going to have them go after the constable and the detective, given that they probably are closer. So let's see. Ooh, that hits. Ooh, that hits. Let's see how they do in their dodge. Oh, okay. So the detective is able to dodge. The constable is not. Hold on. The constable gets hit by it, lashed at it, not grabbed by it, and takes some damage, but not enough to knock him unconscious. Mr. Banks, what would you like to do?
Try to break free one more time, so the penalty die. Strength, nope.
Okay, I won't even roll. Mr. Nichols.
All right, last-ditch effort. So I'm going to pull out my flask that has brandy in it. And I'm going to go over the top to this plant that's holding on to Banks and pour the brandy on it, which is flammable at room temperature. And then I'm going to try and,
Or maybe I can just do that, and then I'll have to, like, light a match and throw it on there next turn. I don't know. That's up to you, Sean. What can I do?
I'm fine with you, for the purposes of this, dropping some brandy and dropping a match.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do.
Okay. I do need some sort of roll to sort of make sure, see how much spills on it versus the floor around it and that sort of thing. What would you like to do for that?
One might argue the pouring is the easy part, but the lighting and landing a match on it is harder.
One can argue that.
One could. Should. Okay. I don't know. What roll do you want? Dex or?
I'm letting you tell me how you do it narratively.
Yeah, sure. So Dex and trying to like light the match and get it to flick right on there.
Well done.
0-1.
Nice.
Sweet.
Right on the roots.
Slow-mo. Zoom in. Match flying through the air end over end. Hence music. And then whoomp.
I'm gonna call that the equivalent of a burning torch, which it's not quite as, but with a 0-1, I'm gonna say that's fine. Can you give me a D6, please?
Sure. D6. A 2.
All right, so it's a D6 plus burn. So it lands, it does a little bit of damage, but more importantly, there's a burning sensation. Go ahead and give me a luck roll, Mr. Banks. You're all shiny and new. You bet you have some new luck lying around.
Oh, I was burning some already. Let's see. Yeah, 22. It's a hard success.
Hard success. All right. You feel a tremor on your around you as the vines that were on you release and pull back.
All right. When they release, I'll try to break free.
There's nothing to break free from. They are.
Oh, they let me go. I see.
They all let right, you
so
go.
I'll crawl out of that space.
Well, it's not actually your turn, but I will have the constable and the detective grab you.
Nice.
And hook arms with Mr. Nichols at the same time to drag you all outside the range of these things.
All right.
They will drag you through the front door.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Banks. I mean, Nichols, I owe you one.
Yes, yes. No worries. All in a day's work of big game hunting. I'm just glad we could get out of there.
I'll say,
it was a little bit easier than the tigers the last time.
Very exciting indeed. Wow. Oh, my legs, the pain. I hope it will go away.
Well, let's
so, hit points wise, Sean, did I lose any or just like
no,
that feeling?
No, you would have lost some if it had lashed at you, but the one that the grabbing doesn't lose any hit points. It just injects the paralyzing juices.
All right. So I will just wait and see if the paralyzing effect goes away at some point.
Go ahead and give me a con roll if you could.
All right. Still with the penalties?
No.
Yes, success.
Just what kind of success?
Normal success.
Yeah, so it's ebbing, but it's not gone yet. So you can sort of move around, you know, but your motions are halting.
All right.
The detective looks at you and says, I did not see Mr. Delgado in there. I don't know what that was, but...
I think, again, like I had reported something hinky's going on, I think that just proves it right there. I mean, plant monsters?
Yes.
Come on!
From some exotic country or something like that.
Hold on to that thought.
Could you, each of you, give me idea rolls?
Idea.
Oh, 08.
48. So fail for me.
Critical success.
Yeah, Mr. Banks, as you're thinking about it, you looked in and saw the dining room and it looked fine. There was nothing there. The tables were all every chairs. And when you went in and physically looked, it was all, everything was, disheveled. And the plants that you saw when you looked in from the outside, were green. But when you walked inside, they were grayish and pallid.
Yeah. So I'll just say, I believe there's an illusion going on. Peek through the window again. It should look nice and neat.
Yeah, you look through the window again, and now the room looks all sort of disrupted the way it was when you just were in it.
All
right. You can see the detectives taking notes about you.
Great. Well, at least you saw the plant monsters attacking people.
We'll get a team over here to address those exotic plants.
Yes, extremely exotic.
They will sort of start busying themselves doing that. Are you doing anything else?
I don't think so.
Cool. Maybe the action is somewhere else. You believe it is magic. I'll say this, just to Nichols, so the detective don't hear me. You believe it was a trap?
Trap? It certainly was a trap. Now, who said it? That's interesting. Who was the other gentleman that we saw in the kind of illusion with Delgado?
You were at the auction. Yeah, no, you definitely recognize him. He was somebody that you saw at the auction. You saw him at Delgado's party. I don't know if you were ever introduced to him. But he matches the description that Roger offered of a tall, bearded gentleman that was having a conversation with Delgado a couple of weeks ago after you didn't provide him, Delgado, with the horn.
Okay. Interesting. I think we need to figure out who this bearded man is.
All right, I guess we go back to the club. Can you drive this, Nichols?
I will help out a little bit here in that, at this point, it's relatively clear to you from who, talking to the Thomas Gear and others that the bearded man is probably the person, is undoubtedly the person that hired them for the job, the robbery. And you have his business card, or somebody has his business card, probably Dame Agatha. But you all would have saw his business card.
Hmm.
Certainly it's in the notes. Roger and Mr. Kelly, are you doing anything with your afternoon or?
Drinks, certainly.
Yes.
Light conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's fairly well. I mean, waiting for the others.
Waiting for Brinlow to come with the sketch.
Yep, yeah, and the others to get back.
Okay. Light conversations with Mr. Kelly, with others. What's your...
Oh, probably just generally with others around the club, I should expect.
All right.
Probably not with Mr. Kelly.
Okay.
He'll just want to show me maps and I'll just have to make excuses.
Fair enough.
So yeah, it looks like we need to maybe find this Elphinstone.
The entire experience of being paralyzed has made Mr. Banks much quieter than he was.
Well, I mean, either he's involved or he's next, based on him being in the illusion there. So, yeah. I don't know, maybe we go stop by his office and see if he's there.
Okay.
2B Gaysford Street, Kentish Town, London.
Not a problem.
Psychic healer and clairvoyant. Okay. Some of that woo-woo.
You are able to make your way there. It's in northern London. You realize that that this address is a... sort of looking at it, it's a apartment house of sorts, and he lives in the basement floor. Okay. So there's a set of stairs that lead up to the main door, and then there's a it's just before you get to the main door, there's a set of stairs that head down to another door.
Head down, knock on the door.
You hear a barking inside. Does it sound like a large dog? But nothing else.
Well, what do you think, Banks? Oh, is he gone?
Yes, he went. He had a brunch to go to. That's why I said he got curiously quiet.
Ah, I thought he was just being quiet and you were giving him crap. Okay.
No.
So, Banks, what do you think? Oh, I don't know.
Sounds risky. Maybe we should get others to go in there.
Yeah. Mr. Elphinstone, and I'll pound on the door.
Yes. As you are pounding on the door, give me a spot hidden.
Twenty-eight is a success.
As you are knocking on the door, you don't hear anything. You sort of look, and you're high enough that you can see across the street in a house. A woman, maybe in her early 50s or so, she's got a floral dress on, leaves her house and starts marching towards where you are.
God. Okay. I'll turn.
You there? What are you doing?
I'm looking for Mr. Elphinstone.
Nice. He's not there.
Yes, I was starting to gather that by him not answering the door. Is everything all right, ma'am?
Everything's fine. What business do you have with him?
What business is that of yours?
He and I are friends. We're very good friends. Give me a psychology roll.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a 12 over 10. I will burn 2 points of luck to make that a success.
From the way she says it, you get the sense that she would like to be more than friends.
Oh. Okay. Yes, I'm terribly worried he might be in some sort of trouble. Do you know where he might be? It's urgent that I speak with him.
Oh, he keeps his own hours. I don't really know where he is. But, he was there this morning. He's gone out. He often goes out for the whole day.
Does he have an office somewhere?
No. He doesn't have an office. He's not that sort.
Well, if there's anywhere you think I might be able to find him, that would definitely help. I mean, there's some bad business going on that he might be a target for some criminals, some religious zealotry, some crazies. They've attacked a couple people recently, and some have been killed. So I'm trying to stop that.
I'm vibrating between fast talk and persuade here. Whichever one you'd like, you can go ahead and do.
Probably both are equally crap. So let's go with the one that's slightly less. So persuade.
Slightly less. Oh, slightly less crap. Okay.
Oh no. 97 is a failure.
Well, I don't know where he is right now, but he's not there. You can go now.
Very well. Thank you. If you see him, please tell him to call Mr. Nichols at this club.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will.
All right. And I'm going to go down the street. I'm sure she's going to watch me the whole way. I'm going to turn the corner. I'm going to sneakily double back and start a kind of try and find a vantage point to watch the street, because maybe she'll go after him.
You can certainly sort of make your way down. You are quite correct. She watches you walk down the street. And when you turn around, sort of make way back, she, you know, you can even turn your head a couple times as you're leaving to see if she's there, but she she goes inside her house, and as far as you can tell, she doesn't leave.
Okay. All right.
At this point, it's probably, I don't know, mid-afternoon or so?
Is there...
Oh, probably late afternoon, because you did have lunch and then went and got almost eaten by a plant. So let's say late afternoon.
Yeah, I guess I'll just head back to the club.
Okay. Not a problem.
Mr. Nichols, Mr. Banks, how did you find Mr. Delgado's home?
Infested with killer plants and some sort of illusion that made us think Delgado was inside with that other gentleman, Elphinstone. But yeah, we went inside, had the detective and another constable show up, and Banksy almost died, and so did we. It was great.
Ah. Well, there you go then.
Yes, not dead yet, but trying to go and see if we could find Edwin Elphinstone, but he's out. Hopefully not getting murdered. Or doing any murdering.
That seems unlikely at this point. I'm sorry, can you... I thought that the illusion was Delgado and the bearded man. Is it Delgado and Elphinstone, or are we... Elphinstone's not the bearded man, is he?
Yeah, that's what I was confirming with Sean earlier, if we had met the bearded man, and he said that we had received a business card, and the business card I found in the notes is Elphinstone. Unless there's another business card way further up. Mull it over with the detective. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Only we had a keeper here to confirm that. Oh, sorry. Somehow I'm hit mute. Sorry. So in the notes, he brings the sketches. One of them is clearly Delgado. Yep. Although the Delgado that everybody saw was the clean, dapper Delgado. This is right. On the 13th, as compared to the one that you ran into on the 14th.
Yep.
Which tracks? And then the person on the left, who is the, you know, being described as a tall, bearded man, is clearly the man that various people saw at both the auction and Delgado's party. He matches the description of who the Gear Brothers, or the person who hired the Gear Brothers to steal the artifact, the Naboo artifact from the museum. And he also is the same person that you saw Delgado talking to a couple weeks ago after you did not produce the horn.
And that's Elphinstone.
That's Elphinstone, yes.
Okay, that is Elphinstone. Okay.
Yep.
Then we will say as much. Yeah, yes, this is the gentleman that Delgado met with outside the club some days ago. I believe his name is Edwin Elphinstone.
Ah, excellent. I'm sure they'll be pleased at the station to know that have this information. Have you ever thought about going into law enforcement?
Oh, no. I could not. Could not be interested in such a thing. It is the... merely the health and well-being of my patients that is of interest to me.
He will glance at Mr. Kelly. Go without comment. Well, this will help the investigation along. Now having a name for both parties. I don't suppose you know where Mr. Elphinstone is, do you?
I do understand that Mr. Nichols here... and Mr. Banks attempted to locate him just a short time ago, or earlier this afternoon, I should say, and found him not home. But beyond that, I do not have any information as to that.
You have his address?
Oh, yes. It is whatever.
Okay. Well, this is very helpful. Is there anything you need from me? Well, I'd like to go and call this in.
Absolutely. Please do so. If you do manage to locate Mr. Elphinstone, you could let us know. That would be quite wonderful. Be much appreciated.
Very much so. He looks a little longingly at the dinner that's being laid out in front of you. But
do you have time to stay for dinner, Detective?
You sense the inner struggle, and he says, no, I should get on this, but thank you.
Next time, then. Next time.
Very much so, very much so.
Yeah, Mr. Kelly's just going to look over the pictures. He hasn't actually met either of them, has he?
Mr. Kelly, I don't... Did you go to the auction? No, you were off rescuing Roger. At least for the soiree. You may have gone to the auction.
I went to the auction, but yeah, after.
All right.
The
so you would have seen, you would have seen this gentleman there, because there weren't that many people there, mm-hmm. and many of the people that were there were sort of hovering around others. He would have stood out in that he didn't have an entourage around him, didn't converse with any others, just sort of kept his own space. But then you didn't go to Delgado's party, so you wouldn't have seen him there.
Yeah, no. Sure, he'll just look over the pictures and just sort of nod. And then, yeah, as food comes out, you know, when it's time, he'll start eating. He's got really nothing too extra to add at the moment.
Okay. Is there anything else people want to do this evening?
Well, the only things I can think to do would be to eventually convince someone to head down into the sewer, although Roger's not going to do that, or into the tunnel, and or attempt to find Elphinstone. And I don't know that we have any leads in that direction at the moment either. So not that I can think of.
Okay. Mr. Kelly?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I mean, he's willing to lead people down to where the stones on the ground were. But in terms of anything further, no idea at the moment.
Yeah, sure. No, I don't want to be going down there hunting by myself, I think. So, yeah.
All right, we will begin the next day then. People have any plans for today?
I think we're kind of at the same impasse. We need more hunters and adventurers before anyone is going to risk the tunnels, I assume.
Sure, that's fine.
Nichols could go try Elphinstone's home again just to see if he came home at some point, but yeah. Otherwise, I don't know. I got might call around, yeah. Might call to the asylum, or send a message or something just to see if they've evaluated Delgado and what his condition is. But
sure, you can take care of that. Yep, it's not a problem to. Talk to the doctor there. Oh yes, he's a hard case. He doesn't seem. It's almost like he doesn't want to come back. You know, certainly you've encountered that before. He just wants to sort of wallow in this.
Yes, I have dealt with such a case myself recently. He says, looking sideways at Kelly.
At some point you'll get a call from Brinslow. We were unable to find Elphinstone, but I'm wondering if you might be interested in coming by his house again. There's some unusual objects here that might fall within your area of expertise.
Certainly. Can be Does he call like after breakfast or what's the.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, I believe there's a little bit of time before lunch. We can pop around.
Can you all give me library use rolls?
Library use? You and your book learning.
Library use rolls?
Oh, 0-4.
Okay.
That's an extreme.
75 file.
Okay. Kick that skill.
Nice.
Oh, I actually passed two. I'll be darned.
All right. Well, we'll hold on to that library use. Are you all heading over to Edwin's house?
Yep.
Roger?
Sure. Well, okay. Yeah. Friends on calls, I should go.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
All right, so you get there. Brinslow is there. He's speaking to another guy in a suit, and they sort of looks at you and nods, and the detective sort of walks away. He says, I thought this might be of interest to you. It brings you down the stairs. The door is open to the apartment. It's you get down the stairs, and it's not a nice apartment. It's very, very low. You know, it's got a small little kitchen. As you're walking into the kitchen, you walk by a small bedroom. It's clearly made for one person who doesn't mind being in close quarters. Lead you into through the kitchen into a lounge and study area, and he says, "This is a clearly a library going on here as well. None of you here are particularly occultly oriented, as far as I know, right? Any of you have any occult?"
Okay.
So there's a lot of titles that are
yes.
Oh, you Roger do.
Does. Yeah.
Oh. Give me a little roll on occult.
Oh, hello. 06. That is spot on and extreme success.
All right. So there's definitely some books here on spiritualism of various sorts, but there's also what you would describe, I mean, and you've been in the library, you've wandered through the library of the club. There's a certain segment of the club's library that everybody sort of acknowledges is the Dipsy Doodle section, where people have wild theories about this, that, and the other thing. These books look like they were stolen from the Dipsy Doodle section in terms of the range of just. As you know, from what I know of Roger, which isn't a lot, but I'm going to guess from Roger's view of the world, the Dipsy, you know, this is just a crazy of the crazy, that these are people that would make excellent patients for you.
Fair enough.
There are a number of books lying around. One of the books is Thompson's Journal, which you all stole from Roger Thompson's office some time ago. This looks to be a replica of that. There are a bunch of books on stage magic. There is a lot of books on Nineveh's history. There's a lot of books on Egyptian gods, with earmarked pages on the Nabu. There are maps of the British Museum, blueprints and otherwise. And there is over sort of center stage is a book on Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
Says, I don't know what these mean, but they all seem to be related to things you've talked about. Can you draw any conclusions on where he might be from this?
It's just the books. There's no like artifacts or.
No, doesn't seem to be any artifacts lying around.
Okay. Well, Nineveh and Nabu. Yes, we know that is. What he is after the museum, certainly. We know he is behind or has hired people to theft certain items from the museum. These notes on Buckingham Palace, however, this is interesting. I would suggest considering a search of the grounds there.
Mr. Nichols, what are you doing?
I mean, I figure I was with them. So
yeah, you are. Yeah. But I mean, you're in the room.
We could.
Roger's chatting with the detective, or talking to Brinslow.
I guess I'll just wander around and just like have a look. It's not like I know what I'm looking for, but
sure.
Not a booksy guy, but just have a wander, see if anything just jumps out, raises my hackles.
Okay. Mr. Kelly, what are you doing while Roger is chatting with the policeman? Mr. Nichols is looking around a bit.
I think you'll probably follow Mr. Nichols for now. Just look around a bit.
Could you each give me spot hidden rolls?
Sure.
That's a normal success for me.
20 is a hard success.
All right. So, Mr. Kelly, you do find small glass bottles, brown bottles, that are labeled phosphorus. Go ahead and give me, I guess, an idea roll.
13. Idea. I mean, that's going to. Oh, yeah. It's an extreme success.
So, with that, the only reason you can think of somebody having this phosphorus and a little bottle like this is that you do recall at one point hearing, maybe during one of your investigation, that fraudsters of the period would sometimes put the substance on their skin so that their hands would glow a little bit during, the seances they were holding, and they could attribute the glow to some sort of psychic manifestation. Mr. Nichols, as you're wandering around, you find a folder. Opening it up, it is filled with newspaper clippings regarding royal garden parties. Just, from years past, different parties that were held at Buckingham Palace. And with your hard library use, or even extreme library use, which you just had, it occurs to you that one of the central sort of articles in the papers today was that this afternoon is the royal garden party, and the king himself will be there, as usual, with his family.
Oh.
And I think we'll stop there.